Hi guys, thanks for tuning in. I will be your host, Lakanya. Welcome to Women's Boxy. Today I will be joined by Corey all the way from Atlanta, and he is here to shed some light on today's topic. Let's jump in. How they go about everything and anything, how they affect us, how everything surrounds them. So Corey, give me your opinion on bisexual relationships. Let's say you're hitting on me, okay? Then in the course of hitting on me, you find out I'm bisexual. How would that affect your opinion on me?
It's really not going to change my opinion. I might have some questions. You know, of course, being the typical man, the first thing that, you know, the typical man is going to ask is, oh, does that mean we can have threesomes?
Child, no. Hell no. I ain't having no goddamn threesomes with another. Ooh, me. Wait. Do you want threesomes with another girl or with another dude? Depends.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of selfish like that. I got to be the only dick in the room.
Oh, you... Nah. You see, you cannot be that selfish. That is selfish too much.
I'm not even saying that that's something that I would want. I'm just asking the question.
Oh, the question is, can you have another girl?
Yeah.
Well, I've had this saying, and I saw it on the skits of Facebook, where somebody said, when a girl comes to you and says, you know what, let's have a... threesome, it means your dick is trash. That's why they want to share it, because if the dick is good, they don't want to share it. And I think maybe almost that may be true, because there's too much devil dick around this place.
Yeah. I've heard the term devil dick before. We've been accused of having double dick once or twice.
You've been accused of having double dick? Lies. I don't know about that. No. Oh, hold up. No, I have not tried. Wait, for my audience, I have not tried Corey's dick, so I don't know if it's the devil or if it's the angels. Let me just get that out there.
It's just mine. it's mine, and whoever I'm in a relationship with is hers. Because, you know, when you're in a relationship, of course, she's going to put a claim on it, and I'm all for that.
But, okay, so they said you had devil dick.
Yeah. I was told, basically what I was told by this woman was, we were trying the whole friends with benefits thing, and... Uh-huh. She basically told me flat out, if I can't have the whole relationship, then this is not going to be going on. Her exact words were, look, you ain't going to be fucking the shit out of me, and you ain't going to be my man.
But that's what y'all had agreed on. How long had you been, had you two been together, if you don't mind me asking, before she got... She caught feelings.
You know what? It really wasn't even that long. We were introduced. I was introduced to her by her best friend. And so we had a few conversations over the course of a week. And then one day she told me, I'm coming to see you. And from that moment, it was on. So we had sex, you know. I can count on one hand how many times we had sex before she said that to me.
Just one hand?
Just one hand.
Damn. Shot, that means yo, you put it down real good then.
Well, I'm a pleaser. You know what I'm saying? Turning you on, turning you on turns me on. It's not just about
okay. You. Okay. Woo. Okay. So we had a little bit about your devil dick. So let's go back to the topic. Being bisexual, would you be okay? Okay, so you say you don't want another dick. So if let's say I come to you and I tell you, okay, maybe we've had sex a couple of let me see a couple of months in, and then I tell you, you know what? I like the way this is going. I like how everything is, but you know what I like better? I like to have a little yoni here and there, and because it's nice, it's fun. Not because, okay, because I've tried it before, but not the yoni part. I've experimented, but never went the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know how women feel, so I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. But so if I tell you, can we try this? And I don't want it to just be a one night, like it's your birthday, we can have a threesome. I want to have her as my lover because I had her before. What would you do?
So you're talking about a potential thruple situation.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I know for myself I am bisexual, but because I met you,
mm-hmm.
and then I liked you, so I kept that under wraps for a couple of months.
Right.
But now it's coming to light that I'm comfortable with you. We're freaky. Everything. The sex compatibility is amazing. But now what I want is I want more. I want to explore more me, more you. I want to do all this. And then I'm here, I'm telling you, you know what? How about we invite somebody else? And not just for a few sessions, for keeps, like a polyamorous relationship. Would you go for that?
You know, we would have to have some conversation because that's something I've never thought about. Like you said before, you mm-hmm. mentioned before that if a woman wants to share your dick, that usually means that your dick is trash. My mm-hmm. thing is, if we're supposed to be in a relationship, it's supposed to be you and me, you know,
mm-hmm.
I really don't want to share you with nobody. I'm kind of selfish like that.
Okay. So you're not for bringing another girl in long term.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be into it because I've actually done it before, but I was a lot younger when I did that. I actually went through a stage in my early 20s where all I dated was, you know, bisexual women. And for them, what they wanted was they wanted to have, you know, a live-in boyfriend, but every now and then they wanted to go out, you know, and bring another woman in. And I was cool with that, you know, because at the time I'm simply thinking, hey, I get two. You know what I'm saying?
You get two pussies and ain't no drama. It's just wham, bam, bam, and it's fun, right?
Yeah, but doing it long term, you know, it raises some questions because it's like, you know, does this mean when we're going on dates, all three of us are going on dates? When we're taking mm-hmm. vacations, are all three of us going on vacations? And you know, how do we explain this to the kids? You know, that kind of stuff.
I think it's pretty easy. I think it's like maybe if you're the guy. Granted, you know that you're not the center, but I think maybe explaining it to the kids, you would say, "Yeah, it's just daddy that has two mommies in a polygamous." You would explain it in a polygamous relationship, saying it's a polygamous relationship, but it's not really polygamous. Only thing I would say with that, why I would say it that way, is because I was talking to this guy one time, and he told me he was in a relationship where he had two women, at the same time, and the three of them slept in the same bed and did everything. It worked out well for them financially and everything. And even when they still parted ways, they were still amicable up until this day. But for me, I look at it and I'm like, well, I'm an only child. Only children don't know how to share well. Absolutely. I don't know how to share well. Have I ever had a threesome? Let me think about it. Have I ever had a threesome? Now you see, I have to go back. Lord Jesus, I have to go back. Have I ever had a threesome? I don't think so. But I've been at an orgy and just looked. Because I was like, what in the fuck is this going on around?
Yeah, that's definitely an experience to watch an orgy unfold in front of you.
Yeah, it is. And I was, because I remember by the time we got to that house, I was so drunk. But when I got there and when I saw what was going on, I was like, what? okay. What? Did you just come from? He just, what? Hey, Jesus is Lord. No. And this happened while I was back home. So I'm looking at this and everything that's going in my head definitely is not going on in English. I'm like, okay, this is different. Okay. So I just sat there and I watched. I literally watched and drank. And yeah. Some people are like, how can you just watch an orgy? I was like, how can you not just watch an orgy if it's your first time?
Right. I don't know these people.
I don't know these people. First of all, I'm drunk. I ain't a part of this shit. So I would rather stay drunk in this corner, because I remember that particular day, actually, it was so traumatizing for me that at one point of the night, I went and I slept under the stairs in the back of the house.
Wow.
It was my friend who found me, because I was like, I can't even go to the bathroom. People need to go to the bathroom when they're done. Wow. So I was like, I don't know if somebody might drag me into the orgy if I fall asleep. So I ran and fell asleep under the stairs at the back of the house. And my friends were like, wow, that is crazy. Do you know I actually have scars on my back
from sleeping on the stairs,
sleeping under those stairs? I do have those scars, and my family have always been asking, where did you get the scars? I was like, child, bye. No, I ain't forgot. But now they're gonna know where those scars came from.
Surprise.
So I better hurry up and cover them with the tattoos that I've been wanting to get. Yeah, so that was my first experience at an orgy. But I'm thinking, okay, so if I'm bisexual, how do I handle any type of relationship? Because sometimes it could be I'm bisexual, but I like pussy more, or I like more. So how does even somebody go about that? How do you even come out to your friends and say, you know what?
For me, myself personally, it would just be a matter of conversation. And if you explain it to me that way, sometimes I want pussy more than I want dick. And we now have in-house pussy. I have to check my own ego and be like, yo, it's not that I'm not enough for her. Excuse me. It's just that this is something that she likes. And every now and then I have to kind of, you know, step back and let her do her thing.
Oh, you said something great. You said it's not that you're not enough for her, but she just wants something else. I've never looked at it from that point. It's not that that person is not enough, it's just that this is a part of them that developed and they need to have that urge feel. That's
Yeah,
actually quite interesting. What would you say? Yeah, what would you say if your child came and told you they were bisexual?
well, let's sit down and have a conversation so I can make sure that you really understand what it is that you're saying.
I think by the time your child is dealing with their bisexual, you'd be like, my God, Funke, what is this now? I know for myself, the first time my son told me he had a crush on a girl, because he was like, okay, mommy, I have something to tell you. I was like, okay, hello, Jesus Christ. My son just told me, sit down, mommy, I have something to tell you. So I'm here. I'm like, okay. So he was like, oh, do you remember the last trip I took to Kenya? Then I was like, holy cow, what the hell happened? And then I'm like, yeah, did you have fun? But in my head, I'm thinking, Jesus, take the wheel, please, Lord Jesus. So he's like, oh, I met this girl and I liked her and I would want her to be my girlfriend. Do you know I actually fell on my knees and I was like, holy sh, thank you. Not
But
no, not in a bad, not in not not to say that I am when it comes to like gay people, I look at them like, yeah, you ain't shit, you ain't this, you ain't that. But I was just like, whoo.
oh no, I get it. I'm a father as well, and I am still somebody's son. But at least he came to you and talked to you, because see me, when I first got into girls and started sneaking around with girls and whatnot, I did my best to hide it from my parents.
Hi. They were
Because I
strict.
because yeah, very. Because and I was afraid what my mom was. My mom was very strict.
Okay.
My mom was the type of woman that when a girl called the house, she'd be like, yeah, Corey can't have no phone calls. And then when she got off the phone, she'd be like, you call yourself trying to have a girlfriend? You don't even know how to love your mother. What the hell are you gonna do with a girlfriend?
I swear, I can see myself. So I can see myself saying the same words. What?
And
Who is
then, and then the conversation with my dad, because he was around, but he wasn't in the house. The
no?
conversation with him about sex was, okay, look here, boy. I know pussy feel good, but you can't run around sticking your dick in everything.
Oh my God, that was an apple of bees.
And that was the conversation we had.
And that was it. And that was
That
it.
was it.
Dang. Dang it. Let me try and see. Did my mother ever have a talk with me? Because my dad was never there. And definitely my uncles were like, oh, peace out. We ain't having that conversation with you. Do you know, I think when it comes to this whole bisexual thing, it starts from when somebody was younger. Because I remember when I was, let me see, how old was I? Let me say, actually, let me see, around my son's age, 9. What happened was I went over to a friend's house and then we're all playing, blah blah blah, and then it always starts from the living room, and then
Most definitely. I don't want no smoke.
oh, you don't want no smoke. You know what smoke does? It makes the flavor better. Wait. Okay, hey. We're
Hey
going
now.
way too far with
Hey now.
this. Oh yeah, so I was saying, I went over to this friend's house. So, you know, parents will always be like, get the hell out of our faces, go play in the room. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we go to the room, blah, blah, blah. We're playing. At first we're playing. And then all of a sudden I see two people go in the closet. Then I'm like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Why are you guys in the closet? And then they're like, I can see what they're doing, and I'm like, I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm kind of curious to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Why are you touching each other's thingamajiggers? So, no, I'm just trying to think like a child. I know what I should say as an adult, but at that time, I'm like, why are you touching each other's things? And then they're like, because it's fun and because it's nice. Do you want to try? Duh, of course, I'm a child. Yeah, you said it's fun and you said it's nice. Yes. So I tried the first time. Then I'm like, okay. Nope, this is not my thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm like, okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to go home and have some porridge. It's like 4 o'clock. So yeah, let me go home. That goes, you know, kids don't even pay that mind that was a little awkward.
Right.
So that just dies that way. A few days later, so where we used to live, we were in apartment buildings, mm-hmm. but there was like a little balcony section in between the stairs where you could get to all the apartments where you could just chill and talk to your friends and just hang out. But right. It wasn't like a specific balcony for an apartment. It was just like a communal balcony. So we see these two older girls. My friends and I are playing outside. So we see these two older girls and they're like, do you guys want to join us? We're looking at them and we're like, why are these older girls saying, do we want to join them? But you know the way it is. Oh my God, the older girl said, do we want to join them? So we're like, yeah. Let's go. So we go up. Do you know when I actually got there? We got there. This girl's hands were in each other's pants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And they were teaching us basically how to finger each other as girls. I'm in that situation. I was like, what? This is a situation I ran away not too long ago. So I'm gonna politely pass on this shit. And I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna go home. That's it. But I remember my view about those girls changed drastically.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because I looked at them and I was like, what were your fingers doing down each other's pants? Fast forward now to college, where I've already kissed a girl, touched on her, done this, done this, done this, done that. Then I'm looking at it, I was like, "Whoa, shit, this is nice." The moment that actually stopped me when I was kissing this girl was when she touched my nunu. Then I was like, no. See, now that's where we're not gonna go. Yeah, I think that's where I realized I'm not bi, I'm straight, yeah. But I do have friends who've gone the whole way with a girl, done the whole scissors, done the whole licking and everything, and they're good, they're okay, and they're straight. And I have friends who switched and are gay. And to me, it doesn't make a difference because I'm like, so? You tried, you tested, doesn't matter to me. All I care about is, are you a good human being? Mm-hmm. That's all. Yeah, to me, that's all that matters. Because when what I looked at it, when especially when I came here to America, I was like, when you start dividing people, like, oh, you are gay, you're horrible, you're straight, you're good. No. There are straight people who are fucking the devil's anus. They are like that.
Yes.
And there are gay people who are the best people you will ever meet. Ironically, most of the gay people I've met here in America are the best.
True story.
They are the best human beings that I've met. And some heterosexual people I meet, I'm like, what the fuck happened to you?
Yeah, you get around those people and your fist ball up by itself.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I look at them and I'm like, what? But I think for most of them, and I certainly do hope that this podcast is a place where people can come and be like, you know what? I experienced this when I was young. I experienced this when I was like this. And now this is how I am. It's not a place. I don't want it to be a judgy place.
Right.
And I definitely, you are not going to come here and bash anybody.
Oh, no. Most, no, definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, because if it means chewing you out, I will chew you out. I want this to be a comfortable place for everybody. Transgender, pansexual, what's the other one? Because I know there's the alien one. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's so many different ones now. I'm pretty sure they added some letters to the LMNOP community.
You said LM. You just say your alphabet.
Yeah, they added some letters.
Yeah, no. I know they added some letters. It's the LGBTIQA. I'm like, what? There's a Q?
Yeah, LMNOP.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
Q?
I think
the Q
stands for queer, if I'm not mistaken. And it just means that, you know, there's really no label on you. You like what you like.
But that's everybody.
Yeah.
That's literally everybody. Everybody. Because, okay, here's my thing. And this is where you're always going to get people who, and this is how I think you can know someone who's bisexual. When they start asking you, so what's the freakiest thing you've ever done during sex?
Mm-hmm.
That, for me, is a question that's not so obvious, but it's kind of obvious. Somebody trying to ask you, how far can we take this?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of a loaded question, because different people are going to have different versions and different variations of what they think is freaky.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not into the whole whips and things like. You are not going to whip me, nope. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not gonna put on leather and tell you, shapow. Who's your mama? Did you send your tax returns? I'm not gonna do that. But anyway, wait, we have gone so far off topic. Oh, okay. So what are the pros and cons of being in such a relationship, being bisexual? What are the pros and cons? What do you think are some of the pros?
Well, I think some of the pros is, you know, it can be beneficial financially.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another person to help carry mental and emotional loads.
That's true.
Somebody may not be available to talk, but at least there's always somebody available at some point in time. That kind of stuff.
Okay. Let me see.
It's a teamwork.
Yeah, it's a whole team effort. It's a whole team effort. I think for me, my only pro would be, you know what? When I come home, I have these two people that actually love and care for me that I can just be myself with. I can bawl my eyes out when the guy is like, okay, this is some female shit I don't want to handle. There's a woman over there.
Yeah, I can't have all these feelings flying around.
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, Lord Jesus, it's their period. And you know that's the thing that's going to happen in a relationship like that? When you're in a polyamorous relationship, the women's periods are going to sink.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be staying in a hotel once a month.
Oh, you can't go nowhere. You got to be there because you're in a relationship with the two of us.
Hey, don't ruin my joke with logic.
Oh, I see what you did. I see you. Okay, I'm gonna check you in later. No, but actually, wow. Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, our periods are going to be synced. So when both of us are going emotionally crazy, woo, the guy now has to be the one. I think when it comes to such relationship, it's the guy who starts cheating first.
You'd be a fool to cheat when you already got two women at home. That's retarded. That's like locking yourself in the bathroom and pissing on yourself. It just don't make sense.
What you mean locking yourself in the bathroom, pissing and say you already got two women, but they're on their period every goddamn month? Do you know how crazy women get on the? Okay, I don't know how other women get, but I know myself. Mm-hmm. I only watch for me. This is me. I only watch This Is Us, the TV series. When I'm about to have my period, because I know that's the only time I'm emotional enough to watch it. Because every time it's on its third season, every single episode I watch of This Is Us, I have to cry. I cry. It feels good because the whole month you can't cry because I don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. So this is the one time of the month that I get to cry.
Okay.
That's why I do it. It's a bad habit, but that's why I do it. That's why I'm so behind when it comes to the series itself. Because
I've never seen an episode.
You've never seen an episode? Yeah. You never want to watch an episode around me because I'm always like, no. I always cry.
Okay.
That is the one series I will always cry. Anything else, I'll be like, I will literally see a baby do something and I'll be like, so who cares? Or a kitten do something cute and I'll be like, yeah, whatever. But when it's around my period and I know This Is Us is playing, I'll be like, oh my gosh, did you see he moved the coaster? I swear.
Okay, I'm gonna let you have your moment.
Yeah, it's only when This Is Us, and that's just 2 days in a month. And then after that, I go back to being this insensitive person. And then I'm like, yeah, that's how I am. Get over it. My son plays it intentionally because he realized, this is when I can ask for my Xbox and actually get it.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh, okay. So now I see you think you know me. I always make sure I'm broke when he's around.
All right.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, those are the pros we were talking about. Cons, the jealousy.
Yeah.
Someone is bound to get jealous.
Yeah. Somebody is going to feel that they're not getting enough attention, they're not getting enough time. Three different personalities, three different egos, three different sets of emotions, three different ways of thinking. It could be, it could potentially be a clusterfuck. That's why communication is king.
Yeah, so when everything is said and done, I'm not so sure I'd be a good candidate for, you know, a polyamorous relationship. I'm the jealous type. I think I mentioned it earlier. I don't know how to share well. For those who are in it, more power to you. I'd actually like to hear from you guys and just let me know how it works out for you. For those who aren't, still single, or in want to be in a monogamous relationship, well, okay. More power to us too. So, for everyone who's been listening, thank you. And thank you for the voice messages. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the critiques. I do appreciate every single person. And thank you so much, Corey, for being today's guest. And yeah. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful night. I look forward to hearing from you guys. And watch out for episode 4 coming soon. Bye-bye.